friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, He is your Savior, isn't He? He wants to be. He can be. In fact, He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10, which is a quotation of the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. Excited about the program. Excited about the message the Lord has laid on my heart. Excited about the song that Deb's got picked out and queued up, ready to go. And, well, we just hope that our time together is a blessing. Pray that it brings glory to God. Pray that it'll edify you. Pray that, it'll be an investment. That's what it is. Look, I take this calling seriously. I really do. I take this work of the ministry God's called me into just as serious as I can. And my, when you begin to think that a preacher, folks, every time he takes his stand, every time he opens the Word of God and declares the Word that the Lord has laid on his heart, we deal with souls. Isn't that amazing? We deal with the souls of mankind. Hey, I've opened my Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 29. I'm going to read the first two verses of that chapter as just the beginning for the message, and I'll pick up several verses in it and through the chapter as we look at the message. So you pray for me, I'm praying for you, and you enjoy this song that Debbie's doing right now. The title of it is This Path I Take. I'll be back in a couple of minutes to give you the message.
This path I take leads me through a barren land into a distant place called home. This path I take. Thank you.
important, the path that you're on today. Where will it lead you in eternity? We're all going there. We are all going to eternity, friend. And look, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's a right place and a wrong way to end up. And we choose that path. If you're on the wrong one, by the grace of God, get on the right one today. You can do that by realizing you're a sinner by faith receiving Christ as your Savior as you repent of your sin. And He'll do what needs to be done. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the Old Testament, right after the book of 1 Chronicles, I got that down pretty good, right after the book of 1 Chronicles, right before the book of Ezra, chapter 29. Listen to what the Word of God says. Hezekiah, in verse 1, 2 Chronicles 29 and 1, Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old. And he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. Now watch this. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David, his father, had done. I'm going to talk to you today for a little while about cleaning out the clutter. Cleaning out the clutter. Listen, this is a great chapter. I mean to tell you the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 29 is a great chapter. Absolutely. Listen, friend, you can read it and get stirred up, get filled up, get challenged. I'm telling you what's the truth. It is just a great chapter. You say, why, preacher? Well, it's about revival. This man, Hezekiah, whose father was Ahaz, who was a wicked king, who had set up the house of God, who led the nation of Judah into gross apostasy and gross idolatry. I mean to tell you, forsook the one true God. He forsook the worship of the one true God, forsook the house of the one true God, forsook everything about God that you can think of, friend. And he had a son by the name of Hezekiah, bless God, who turned things around. So we got a record of great revival here. Can I tell you something, friend? The making of this program, it's revival season. I mean, a lot of times we'll schedule revivals. And I don't have any problem with that, not at all. I like it better when they break out. And sorry to say, we don't see them break out as much as they used to, but I believe they still can. I don't believe that we're gone past the day of revival. Now look, I don't know that we'll have what a lot of preachers say, a worldwide revival or a national revival. Friend, I'll tell you, I don't know about that, but I do know this. I believe you and I can have revivals individually. I believe we can have revivals in our churches or congregation. I believe we can have local revivals. And it may turn into an international or even a global revival. But I'll tell you something, friend. It'll take something on my part. It'll take something on your part. Now look, the condition here when Hezekiah took the throne in Judea, it was bad. I mean to tell you, spiritually speaking, it was bad. I mean, things were at a very low level. I mean to tell you, listen, friend, Judea and its spiritual condition was bad. But I want you to know something. Look in verse 2 again. Listen to what it says. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David, his father, had done. Can I tell you, friend, that's the heart. That's the heart of a man or woman who wants to serve God, who wants to please the one true God, who wants to please our Savior, our Redeemer, our Creator, and that one who loves us unconditionally. Can I tell you something? Sometimes things get in the way, do they not? In the way of a believer's life, a follower of Christ, hey, they can even get in the way accidentally or intentionally. But listen, friend, when things get in the way, there's something that we need to do. And in order to get back to where we need to be and want to be, and to get, bless God, those blessings from God, there are times we've got to clean out clutter. You know what clutter is, don't you? That's those things that just gather up and pile up and get in the way. I mean to tell you, they demand our attention, but when we neglect them, they don't get better by themselves. I mean to tell you, they seem to accumulate, don't they? I mean, we just look at them and say, you know, I know need to do something about that. I need to clean that up and clear that out. But you know what happens? And clutter just stays, and seems like clutter attracts clutter, does it not? But I want you to know something, friend. I want you to know something. Thank God we can do something about it. Hey, you know what happened? It accumulates because we just let things go. We get lazy and we neglect things. We do that in the natural world and we do it in the spiritual world. You know what? Clutter. Oh, I know it's more serious here in the book of 1st or 2nd Chronicles. I know it's more serious than clutter. But I'll tell you what, friend, it was a problem. I mean to tell you, the problem was God's house is full of it. God's house is full of the wrong things. It's what I'm trying to communicate here this morning. I'll tell you what, in God's house, listen, there was both dirt. You know what dirt is? That's because that gathers, that piles up, that builds up because we neglect things. You don't dust. Now, I guarantee you, you'll have a pile of dust. Do you hear? You don't swift your floors. You know what you'll get? You'll get dirty floors. You don't wash them. You don't mop them. You don't clean. Hey, you know what you'll get? You'll get a lot of dirt. That's right. It'll pile up on its own when you neglect it, when you see it but do nothing about it, when you're aware of it and you decide, well, I'll get it sometime. It just doesn't get better on itself. Hey, can I tell you what? When we neglect things, put them off, either accidentally or intentionally, I'll tell you, things don't get better. But hey, listen, where are you at spiritually? Can I ask you where you are at spiritually? Hey, listen, friend, I don't have time, really, on this little radio program, in one program, to tell you all that's in this chapter. I'd encourage you to read all 36 verses. My, you talking about a great chapter. And listen, when you read the book of 2 Chronicles and 1 Chronicles, you're reading the history of the kings that was written in 1 Kings and 2 Kings from the view of God. Hey, when you read about it over there in 1 and 2 Kings, you're reading about it from the view of man. And I like to see what God has to say about things. I like to see what God knows about the hearts and the lives of His people. So here's what we find about what God saw in Elul. You know what? If you need to clean out the clutter, in order to do that, here's what you got to do. Number one, you got to be honest. Look at verse 6 and 7. Hezekiah said this. He said, "For our fathers have trespassed and done that which is evil in sight of the Lord our God, and have forsaken Him and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord and turned their backs. They have shut up the doors of the porch, put out the lamps, have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the Lord God of Israel." You know what's happened? Hezekiah said in essence, hey, I'm going to be honest about this. They just stopped worshiping. They stopped going to the house of God. They stopped doing what God called them to do, what they had been saved to do, what they had been created to do, what they had been changed to do. They weren't praying. Their light wasn't burning. Hey, listen, they weren't walking in fellowship with God. They had transgressed. They had trespassed. I mean to tell you, they had turned their faces away from the house of God. They had turned their backs on God, if you will. They weren't sacrificing. They weren't offering anything. Hey, can I tell you what? When you neglect, friend, how the spiritual things of a Christian's life, when you neglect going to the house of God, when you neglect reading the Word of God, when you neglect doing your personal devotion, you spending time before God at His throne in prayer, before God in meditation on His Word, when you fail to spend time intentionally with God Almighty, I'll tell you what, things will clutter up. Things will add up. They'll pile up. Things will get dirty. Things will get in the way. Hey, friend, I'll tell you. And when you close, listen, when you turn your back on God, I mean to tell you, when you refuse to do the things that you know that bring the blessings, guess what? The blessings will dry up. Hey, when you don't have your priorities right, when you don't love the Lord thy God with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength, things get bad in a heartbeat. Do you hear me? Hey, you know what they had to do? In order to get get started, they had to be honest. They had to say, listen, things are bad. Look at the house of God. I mean, to tell you, there's no glory there. There's no beauty there. And you know why? Because it had been neglected. Because the wrong things had been brought in. I mean, to tell you, they let the things of God go and they filled the house of God up with things of idolatry and things of the world, things that didn't benefit. Hey, is this resonating in anybody's heart? I'm here to help you today and not hurt you. But I'll tell you what, in order to have revival, in order to clear the clutter, we've got to be honest. And look, we got to be open. Look at verse 3. He said the first thing that he did, first thing that Hezekiah did, he did this in the first year of his reign. In the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Can I ask you something? Are you willing to open yourself up to the Lord today? I mean, to tell you, willing to open your heart and say, all right, God, here it is. There's not a place in it that I don't want you to go. There's not an avenue that I don't want you to walk. There's not a corner that I don't want you to inspect. I open it up to you. God, you reveal what's wrong. You reveal what I need to work on. Hey, you replace what needs to be replaced. Bless God, you have your go at it, and I'll do my part to repair. Hey, bless God, listen, sometimes this Christian life takes work. Do you hear me? I mean, to be, we're co-laborers with God. I mean, God not only saved us by grace through faith, but you know what He's done? He's commissioned us to do some work, thank God. And I'll tell you what, hey, if you're honest, you'll be open, will you not? If you go to God and say, God, I need a revival. I'm dry spiritually. I'm cold as Job's turkey from last year. I'm telling you, Lord, my vessel's cracked. I mean, there are things that I need, that I miss, that I've lost, that I've misplaced, and things that I've gotten in the wrong place. You got to be honest. You got to be open to clear out the clutter. And listen at verse 11. You got to be ready. And Moses, and he said, Hezekiah did to the Levites, by the way, and I'll get another verse 5 here in a few minutes. He said, my sons, be not now negligent. Isn't that good? He said, now listen, you got to be ready. That's the admonition. Hey, putting it off is what's got you in trouble. Putting it off is what's got you in this place. Putting it off, friend, is cause you like to go out. Your testimony to lose its power. I mean, to tell you, your influence to wane on people. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, it's left you empty, hasn't it not? I mean, it's left you powerless. Oh, listen, hey, it's not a good place to be. But hey, I got news for you. Thank God there's a God of grace. And there's a throne of grace. There's a prayer that we can pray. We can enter into the throne room boldly and say, all right, God, I need to clean the clutter out. You know where it's at? You know what it is? You show me. I'm here. I'm honest. I'm open, God. I need a revival. I want a revival. You know what? I'm afraid. I'm afraid we're too willing to settle for too little, aren't you? I mean, to tell you, listen, we're a child of the King. I mean, we're a child of the King. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, friend, listen, when we were born into the family of God, He adopted us too. You see what that means? He put us in the position of a full-grown son with all the rights and privileges thereof. And I'm telling you, friend, as the branch is connected to the vine, and the vine has access to all that the branch has access to all that the vine has to offer, all we need to do is reach out and take it. Hey, free and cleaning out the clutter. In order to do that, you got to be honest. You got to be open, and you got to be ready. Don't put it off till tomorrow. I do it today. And sometimes, in order to do that, we got to be reminded. Listen to what he said in verses 5 and the rest of verse 11. And he said unto them, talking about Hezekiah, hear me, ye Levites, meaning those chosen, those ones that's been set apart to serve. He said, sanctify now yourself, sanctify the house of the Lord your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. Can I tell you, sir, man, nobody can do it but you. Nobody can do what's needed done in your heart but you and the Lord. You've got to be reminded. that this is your problem, that you have the responsibility of getting it right. But, listen, friend, what a privilege that is. What an absolute privilege that is. Hey, listen, don't forget your calling. Don't forget the station. Don't forget from where God's brought you to and where He's placed you. Listen to the latter part of verse 11. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you. Isn't that good? Doesn't that stir you? Doesn't that cause that fire to burn in your heart? Don't you feel that flicker of that flame? How blessed God, He has chosen you to stand before Him, to serve Him, and that you should minister unto Him and burn incense. Hallelujah, friend. And thank God the Bible said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. What a privilege. Hey, friend, let's clean the clutter. Let's clear the clutter today and let God have His way. Let's get out the wrong things and let God replace them with the right things. Not only have to be reminded, but bless God, we need to be specific. We need to specify. Listen to what He said in verse 16. And He said, the priest went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it out. And he brought out all the uncleanliness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it out to carry it abroad in the book of Kedron. Hey, listen, friend, you know where this has got to start? You got to be specific. Hey, you got to be specific. You got to start in the heart. I mean, I've already mentioned that earlier, but you got to start in the heart. Out of the heart are the issues of life. I mean to tell you, out of the heart proceedeth all kinds of bad things. And I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to let God clean it out. But we've got to do our part. Sanctify yourself. We've got to work on our personal sanctification daily, regularly, intensely, honestly. Oh, friend, we got to start. We got to go right there on the inside. And we got to be thorough. Let me pick it on up. Read down through verse 17. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify. And on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. I mean, 8 is a number of completion. And in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end. Then they went to Hezekiah the king and said, we have cleaned out the house of the Lord and the altar of the burnt offerings, all the vessels thereof, table of shewbread, and all the vessels thereof. You know what they said? You know what that mean? Hey, they didn't leave anything unturned. They didn't leave anything untouched. Hey, you know what we've got to be? We got to be thorough in order to clean out the clutter. I mean, we can't overlook anything. That little stuff, that big stuff, not only the table of shewbread, but the utensils that go with it. Not only the candelabra, the light, that altar of incense and everything else, but we got to pay attention to everything and that goes along with that. And listen, you know what will happen? Bless God, you'll be renewed. I don't have time to read verses 20 through 36, but I'm going to give you verse 36. And listen to this now. This is after they had cleaned it out. I mean, it took them 16 days. It took them the first pass, 8 days. They were pretty complete. But you know what I think they wanted to do? I think they wanted to go back in. I'd just make sure. Go back in, look everything over. Go back in, see if they had overlooked anything accidentally. I believe they got in the corners. I believe they got in the crevices. I believe they went high. They went low. They went in and out every room just in case they had missed something accidentally. And you know what happened after they got done? They gathered together. They brought sacrifices. I bless God from sin to thanksgiving. They wanted to honor God. How they got people in place. They got singers in place. They got the servers in place. The sacrifices, sacrificers who sacrificed the sacrifice in place. And look what they said in verse 29. They bowed themselves and worship. Look at verse 30. They sang praises with gladness and they bowed their heads in worship. And look at verse 36 again. And Hezekiah rejoiced and all the people and that God had prepared the people for the thing was done suddenly. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Maybe you didn't get up this morning thinking Well, I need to clean out the clutter. How about God's met with you? God spoke with you. Hey, you've heard this little country preacher. You've heard this poor message. You've heard this, bless God, a challenge from God. And here's the deal. What are you going to do about it? Hey, you can be renewed today. You can be renewed. Some of you, your life's in a mess. You're saved. You're on your way to heaven. You got so much clutter, you don't know which way's up or down. You don't know which way's in or out. You don't know what's going on or what's not. I'll tell you what, friend, in order to get it straightened out, you got to be intentional. In order to get it cleaned out, you got to start in the right place. You got to start the inside and come out. Hey, this work that God does for us, on us and in us so He can do something through us, is an inside job. Hey, call on Him right now, would you? He's waiting. He's available. He knows what you need. He's got all that you need and a whole lot more. And I'll tell you what, when you and He work together to get all this thing cleaned out, swept up, and what, you know what He'll do? He'll fill it up. He'll fill it up with His power, His presence, His promise, His purity. Hey, His plans for you. Hey, let's clean out the clutter for the glory of God until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.